Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm your host, Mike Jezoshek, and I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. Now, today we're going to be talking about something that everyone likes to do. Travel. Everyone likes to travel, right? So we're going to mainly be talking about how to make travel business deductible and what determines if travel is business deductible. So when we're thinking about travel, there's going to be three main expense categories: transportation expenses, life expenses, and business-related expenses. To go through those three types of expenses, for transportation expenses, it is really an all-or-nothing expense. If you spend the majority of your trip days on business, you deduct 100% of the transportation expenses. If the majority of your trip is personal days, so think of 40, 51, and 49, if the majority is personal days, you get zero deductions. Life expenses include lodging and meals, and you can deduct these expenses on the business days, but of course not the personal days. And note that meals are subject to the 50% limitation that we always talk about. Business-related expenses would be things like printing, shipping, communication, etc. And these expenses are, of course, deductible at all times, even on personal days. These would be any business expense. Again, printing, shipping, communications, etc. So as you can tell, looking at those three expense categories, the big determining factor is knowing which days constitute business days and which days are non-business days. And so to count a day as a business day, the IRS says you have to meet one of the following categories. The first category is work over 4 hours. You have a business workday when you spend more than half of the normal business hours in pursuit of business. So if you work more than 4 hours, that's considered a business day. If you work 4 hours and 1 minute and then go out and explore as a family, that is still a business day. Second, presence required day. So if someone requires your presence at a particular place for a specific business purpose, this counts as a business day. This someone could be any business associate, whether it be an employee, a partner, a client, a customer, etc. The third is travel day. You count business travel days are those days where you spend traveling in a reasonably direct route to your business destination. Four, weekends, holidays, and standby days. If a weekend, holiday, or other necessary standby day falls between two business work days, you would actually count these days as business days. For example, if it's not practical to return home. So for example, if you live in Wisconsin but have a business meeting on a Friday and Monday in Nashville, the weekend days count as business days even if you do not conduct any business Saturday or Sunday. Now, if you live in Milwaukee and you have a business trip in Chicago where it is reasonably accessible to get back to Milwaukee over the weekend, you wouldn't be able to do that. But if it's far enough away, then you can sandwich business days or the weekend between two business days, and that those weekends, which could be just 100% personal days, can turn into business days that way. The fifth type of work day is a tried to work day. So you can count as a business travel day any day when circumstances beyond your control prevent you from pursuing your business objective. So let's say you have a consulting meeting set up, and on your way to the meeting, the colleague that you're meeting becomes involved in a car accident and can't meet you until the next day. You would treat that day of your colleague's accident, whatever you happen to do that day, whether it's golf or whatever, but you would treat that day as a business day, even though you weren't able to meet that day. And six is you saved money on travel day. So you might achieve a sizable discount on your business travel if you travel a day or two earlier or a day or two later. And if the savings that you achieve exceed the cost of spending the extra day or two at your destination, then those costs can be business travel day costs. But be sure to keep record of this so that you can substantiate that certain clause. So again, you just have to meet one of six of those types of days. So to kind of go through this, I want to give you an example. Let's imagine that you're going to be gone for 11 days. In days 1 and 2, you rent a car and drive from Milwaukee to Nashville, and you stop in Indianapolis for a night. Both days are deductible business travel days. On days 3 to 5, which let's just imagine is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you get into Nashville on that Friday. And you're staying at a hotel for those Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for pleasure days. These would be considered personal days. But with some proper planning, you could actually turn them into business days. For example, you could set up a visit with some business colleagues or potential clients on Friday, work at least 4 hours, and turn Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all into business days, even though you only worked 4 hours on Friday. And so let's imagine days 3 to 5 were personal days. Days 6 to 9, you stayed at the Grand Ole Opryland Hotel for a conference. Since this would be a business conference, these days are deductible for both lodging and meals. And then on days 10 to 11, you leave Nashville and drive back to Milwaukee, again, staying a night in Indianapolis. Since these are business transportation days, just like the trip down. With a plan like this, again, day 1 and 2, traveling, staying a night. Days 3 to 5 would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You would have personal days on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, unless you could plan a meeting on Friday. You could sandwich those personal days in between two business meeting days. And with a plan like this, there are 8 business days out of 11, which means the trip is primarily for business and you conduct 100, or you can deduct 100% of the transportation costs. You can deduct the cost of sustaining life during each of the 8 business days. If you turn Friday into a business workday, then you can convert the entire weekend into business standby days, which means you get an extra 3 days worth of living expenses for just a little over 4 hours of work. So to kind of break this down and just summarize everything, there are a bunch of types of business days. You have a workday that's over 4 hours, a transportation day, that's where you travel for a bona fide business purpose, a weekend day, a holiday, or other standby days, and these are sandwiched between business days unless it makes sense to return home. A tried to work day is where your presence is required in a business location. And again, a saved money on travel day is where you can prove that staying at your location instead of returning home saves you money. So now that we've kind of gone through this, you kind of know that business travel days, you know, the business travel day rules, and you actually have the ability to turn almost any trip into a business trip. And even your personal weekend days could potentially become deductible business days. Again, try to sandwich a weekend or holidays between two working days, one on a Friday, one on a Monday, and you turn the entire weekend into business days. So you can take those life expenses, that meals expenses, even on personal days if you sandwich them in between two working days. So the biggest factor is knowing what is considered a working day and trying to make sure that when you're planning out your travel, that you make them working days. Again, the biggest one is a workday. You work over 4 hours. So if you can find a way to take personal travel and mix it with business and get at least 4 hours of working on a day, you can get that business expense. So this is a really good way to take advantage of being a business owner. Again, things that we talk about all the time, take advantage of being a business owner and use that to your ability to plan and pre-plan the way you do your travel to make sure that you can get them deductible. If you don't plan ahead, you might get stuck, and now you have an entire business travel expenses and everything else that you might not be able to deduct that could have easily been deductible if you planned a little bit ahead. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you some ideas on ways to plan your travel to make sure that they're business deductible. And it was great to have you on this episode. I will see you again next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. That's taxsavingspodcast.com. This is a great resource to go and check out our most recent episodes, as well as find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and dive deeper. Again, also join our Facebook group where we share tons of value and you have the opportunity to bring situations you are faced with to the table, and we'll help you out in that Facebook group, and other business owners will support you as well. You can join by simply searching in Facebook for the Small Business Tax Secrets group. Again, it's a Facebook group called Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can join.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.